You know, we have a lot of guests on this program. Some of them are just like gold to us. We want them over and over again because everything they say has merit to it. And no different than our guest today, Perry A., who has been our clay expert for years, And she always has new information, new stories, new reasons to use clay. And I've been finding out new reasons from other doctors to use clay also. But it's only this kind of clay, calcium bentonite clay. I'm so thrilled to have Perrier join us today in her new book called Calcium Bentonite Clay, Balance, Detox, Stimulate, and Alkalinize. That's the nature's way to healing that. Thank you so much, Perrier, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
So good to be with you again, Joyce.
Well, we love having you on here because we always learn something or relearn something we should have learned in the first place to do with clay, and I'm so grateful for it. Now, you've written this new book, and what prompted you to write a new book on clay?
Well, the first book I wrote was back in 2006, and I have gained so much information as I've gone along. You really have to delve deep into science and chemistry to find the validation and the truth about clay. And as I went along, I got results back from customers that enlightened me on more uses of clay, more things to use it on. And so I have grown over the time, and it was just time to do an upgrade and put out the new research. The first book, I didn't have a bibliography section. This book has 3 pages of bibliography references for the scientific data and reports in the information in the book. And there's just a whole lot of changes and new information out there that weren't in the first book. The first book, you know, the first time I was told to make clay, they said put a layer of clay in the bowl and put some water on it and let it sit all night. Well, we've learned if you put it in a blender, you can make it equally smooth or smoother.
Instant clay, right?
And I was told to sprinkle it over the bathtub. Well, I learned that you get lumps in the bathtub and you get a fine layer of dust all over your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So mix it in the blender, pour it in the tub. Simplify.
See, that makes way too much sense, doesn't it? I love that. Well, we've got people who follow you just religiously because their answer to so many problems is clay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an example here. This new book is so cool. She has a section on pets. A lab dog, which is a, you know, Labrador Retriever, recovers from blood parasite. Now, these are testimonies that she writes out on how it happened. An old dog can't get around until he had clay. A puppy with no parasites is surprising the vet. Parvo rescue pups saved with clay. Tumor is gone. I mean, these are all different stories in there. I love the way you did this because you lay it out there. It's there for everybody, and if you want an answer, get your clay, have it ready to use, and do not wait until an event happens.
Clay is something you really need to have on hand 24/7. I think some mixed up the mask to put on topically, like you put on your face, to put on cuts and burns and bruises. I keep it in the kitchen. I have one in the bathroom, and I'm always giving it to people who come over and have a insect bite. It just takes the sting away immediately, a rash. I don't care if it's poison ivy or shingles or what. Put clay on it. It pulls the heat and inflammation out, and then many times it pulls the venom or whatever it is that's irritating the skin out. It just clears it up and lickety-split. It's absolutely amazing. In fact, people get it to use for one thing, and as they're using it, they discover other uses, other benefits that they've gotten. And then they get interested and order the book, and they're amazed at the many uses of it.
You know,
you really need to keep it around.
Absolutely. You know, you never know when you're going to wake up in the morning and you have some kind of cyst or pimple or whatever. And we know some of those cysts can be super, super painful. If you all know what a pilonidal cyst is, I have seen those in the hospital, and I mean, they are horrible. Look it up on the internet. I don't want to talk about it, but I mean, it's horrible. And I have had so many people say that they were able to just pack that clay overnight, and it was gone the next day. Now, pilonidal cyst usually requires going into the hospital, having surgery, and extreme pain. But clay does it. And we seem to think, oh, it's just too available, too cheap, too this, too that. I'm going to go with the real doctor. But this stuff works beyond belief.
It's a little bit messy, but, you know, I go around half the time with clay somewhere on my body. And I sometimes forget to wash it off my face, and I go out in public, and it doesn't bother me a bit. Nobody says anything. You know?
Well,
it's doing benefit to me.
Yes.
But it really, the cyst, it's interesting you said that, because we had a gentleman that was taking it for acid reflux, and he had the acne cyst on his back that gets sore and never come to a head. And he said just drinking the clay, he noticed his acne cyst on his back started clearing up. And then when he used it topically, he could just nip them in the bud, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oils, anything of that nature, it really pulls it to a head, and it sometimes it just goes back and disappears.
It does. It just disappears many times. Why not try it? Why not try it? God's medicine versus man's medicine, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know why people are not more informed about it. Well, I know why, because there's no money for pharmaceutical companies in it, and they're not going to tell you to go use something that's going to work overnight when they could get you into the hospital and charge you a big, huge bill and give you IV vancomycin or something. Let's talk about the cosmetic uses of clay, if you don't mind, because, and we'll get to some more testimonies because you've got the best stories in the world, but let's talk about the cosmetic uses, because I know there are places who use calcium bentonite clay, and I'm talking about big expensive spas that charge a lot of money for the use of this. How would one go about doing this, and why would they want to do it?
Well, you know, it's nice to have somebody go in and paint your face with the clay, but, you know, for just pennies, you can do it yourself and do it at home, and you can, I don't do the cucumber over the eye. I actually put the clay over my eyelid and under my eye where the wrinkle lines and the bags are, and you just smear it on gently. It's very smooth and creamy, and you let it dry for 15 minutes or so. You can sit back and relax and close your eyes. It's a good time to meditate. When it dries, gently re-wet it and wash it off. And if you do that daily for a while, or three times a week even, you're going to notice your skin has a glow to it. There's a pink, little pink, healthy skin. And the wrinkles just kind of vanish. They go away. It tightens them up. We've had some people that, one lady that was using it daily for several weeks and then went back to see some girlfriends she hadn't seen in a while, and they accused her of using Botox. The difference was so noticeable. So, yeah, why go to a spa and pay $50, $100 for a facial? Some of them do even more. You can do a whole body wrap yourself, get a Mylar sheet to wrap in and just rub it all over yourself, lay down, throw an electric blanket over you. That's what they do in the spa. So, you know, if you're not too lazy, clay can be very beneficial, very cheap, and extremely safe. I don't know if anyone's ever died from taking clay or using clay.
Or been harmed in any way, shape, or form. I can't even imagine that. Because,
you know, the worst thing is maybe constipation. A few people get constipated, but that's easy to relieve with whatever keeps your janitorial services working. Usually more fiber. Spinach works for me, spinach and apples. Your diet has a lot of influence on it, but sometimes that is a cause by cleaning out old stuff in your colon. As the clay goes through you when you drink it, it's really pulling that old nasty fecal matter that's stuck in your colon out. And after that's dislodged and is expelled, then you get more energy because you're absorbing more nutrition from your food through your colon wall. It's not covered with all this gunk. It's like putting new oil in the car.
So when you put this clay on your body, you know, put it all over your body, and let me tell you, it will dry. And you will feel like you are I don't know what you feel like, but it's best to be totally nude and do it. You want to have your husband three counties away when you do this. I mean, this looks really strange. But anyway, put it all over your body and then wait till it hardens. And I tell you, I forgot I had a conference call. I think I've told you this many times, but I forgot I had a conference call coming, and it like cured for an hour and a half. Man, I had some hard clay. I mean, I'll tell you, it was really hard. Anyway, we're talking to Perrier, the expert, the world's, in my estimation, expert on calcium bentonite clay. So glad to have her joining us today. We were talking about cosmetic uses, and it's all healing, and it's all detoxing. And just one more time, Perrier, if you would explain, how does clay work? You put this little magical, mushy item into your body, and what is it doing?
It's seeking the positive ionic charges in your body. It's like a magnet, a strong negative magnet, and your virus, your fungus, the bad bacteria, the bad things in your body are the positive charge. So it doesn't kill it. It doesn't kill bacteria. It's not like drugs. It doesn't kill things. It captures them. They're drawn to the magnetism of the clay, captured inside the clay. And when you drink the clay, it goes from the mouth south. It works all the way from the mouth down to the alimentary canal, your stomach, your gut. It's cleaning house as it goes through. And when you go to the bathroom and urinate in your feces, it's carrying out the trash. Now, if you've already absorbed toxins into your body and they're stored in the tissues, clay baths will pull them out through the pores of your skin. The skin is our largest breathing organism, and it literally gets these toxins out. Often when we take medicines, it kills things, and the diol stays in the body from the antibiotics killing things. If you've gone through chemo or heard somebody has, you hear about the diol in the body, and their system gets compromised, their immune system is down, their energy is gone. The energy is used on just functioning with all this trash still in the body. So the clay baths are so safe and so effective means of detoxing. And there's research on there that one lady did with autistic children using three types of detox, and the clay outdid them all. So it just gets the trash out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, the body can run better. It has more energy to spend on healing. And we've had a lot of people who've taken antibiotics that have literally made them sick that say when they start taking the clay, they can feel better.
And you can use it for bacteria, viruses, fungi, radiation. There's all kinds of things that will be that she considers trash that will go out through the stool and through the urine. So if you want an excellent way to detox, now, for detox purposes alone, if somebody said, okay, I want to do a detox, how do you recommend they do that, Perrier?
Well, you need to do it two-pronged. You need to do it internally. Well, you can do it three-pronged. You can do it topically, internally, and with clay baths. That's drinking the clay, and I would start with 2 ounces three times a day. One thing I've learned in this book and over the time is to be more aggressive with the liquid clay. What's not used is just going to go out of the body. But if you have digestive problems and serious ulcers and polyps and things of this nature, your Crohn's disease and things, drinking more clay is better. And there are protocols for over 180 ailments in the body in this new book that tells you which ones you can take less with and which ones it's recommended to take more with. So you want to do it a three-pronged approach, putting it on topically, like if you have a rash or something of that nature, definitely pulls it out. Doing the full body is a good way to detox. The clay baths are absolutely wonderful. You feel better. We have autistic children responding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's talk about the autistic children and clay baths. I've had so many people outside of Perrier tell me about this. Also, I want to tell you about a website that she just shared with me that is bentoniteclayinfo.com. bentoniteclayinfo.com. She's also put up all the testimonies there, the Power Hour recordings, and a chat room that you can talk to people about clay. So if you run into a particular issue, perhaps they can help you there at that chat room. So the website, bentoniteclayinfo.com. We love having her on because she is just like, I don't know, it is just so interesting to learn so much about the calcium bentonite clay. All right, you were talking about the baths, clay baths for children. And I've had that linked with autism by other people that have contacted me and said that they give their autistic children clay baths. Now, why would one do that? And what happens, Perrier?
What they've noticed in the first clay bath, they're amazed because in 15 minutes they can see the change. The children calm down, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. I have one that turns into Chatty Cathy. His mother just couldn't believe because he was just speaking in words and short spurts. He wasn't putting sentences together, and he just started talking. His speech therapist at school noticed it. It's visibly noticeable. There was one child that was quite autistic that never made eye contact, and the aunt was bathing him, and she would take the mask. She didn't want to make the water gray because they don't like change. So she would take some in her hand, some of the mask, and put it behind his back and rub her hands together and kind of put it in the water. And she did that a few times, and he looked at her and he said, "More please," pointing to the jar.
Wow.
They learn that it's good for them, and they start asking. We have children that want to take their chocolate milk bath. That's what they call it. They realize it helps them. It's kind of like the animals, the dogs and cats. When you start feeding to them, they realize it's beneficial to them. And some of them will literally sit and wait for you to put it in their food bowl. They won't eat if you leave it out. It's amazing how instinctually they turn to it, and it calms them down. And one clay bath does this. Now, when you take a clay bath, you'll find it very relaxing. You'll sleep like a baby. I like to take them at night. If you're tense and tight, I get way down in the water and soak. I roll up a towel behind my head and just soak and keep the water stirred up. And it's, you open the flow of energy in your body. We've had people with migraine headaches that said, "And give me a clay bath, and in 10 minutes, my migraine headache is gone." So it's opening the flow of energy in the body. Clay has an electromagnetic energy to it that stimulates the cells in the body and the flow of energy. It's when the flow of energy stops up that we get in trouble. We have blockages where circulation isn't getting through, and and the body just gets compromised, and it doesn't work as effectively. So these clay baths, there is nothing to describe them. We have some testimonials about them from people who don't have anything serious but just absolutely love them. When you get out, you don't have to rinse off. You dry off, and your skin feels baby soft all over. And you're literally pulling toxins through the pores of your skin while you're in there. I kind of feel my leg, and it feels a little bit slick, not slippery slick, but just a little slick. And I kind of rub it off, and then in a little bit it feels like skin. And again, I wait a little while, and I reach down. It feels a little slick, and I rub it off, and it feels like skin. So you're not aware of it coming out of the body, but it's literally detoxing your body. There have been testimonials we have from people taking clay baths that have said they have had tests before. We've had children with high levels of lead in their system. One six-year-old got 95% reduction in heavy metals taking the clay baths. So,
whoa, that's incredible. Yeah.
And this is for adults, too. We had a guy that pumped diesel for 17 years. In his first clay bath, he got out, and there was orange ring around the tub, around the clay. And he looked at his wife, and he said, that's the color of diesel. So rarely does it change the clay. You have to be highly, highly toxic. It may turn dark or black. We had one guy that worked in a chemical lab for about 20 years, and his first clay bath, the bath just turned gooey, a black gooiness. They literally had to scrape it out of the tub. But, you know, depending on the degree of toxicity that you have, those are pretty rare. There are cases, you'll hear stories of those. I heard stories, and I took my first clay bath, and nothing changed, and I thought, okay, this is nice. I must be real healthy. But then I noticed how well I slept afterwards and how soft my skin felt. And it's just worth the effort to get your blender out, put half of, fill it half with water, put a cup of clay in, fill it to an inch of the top with water. So you want the water on top and bottom of the clay. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into your bathtub, rinse it out good. Now, you want to wash the blades off before you get into the tub because you don't want to leave the clay in contact with metal.
That's a good point. Good point. The TV is trying to scare us to death with shingles. You know, got to get this shot, got to get this shot. Do you have any testimonies regarding shingles and clay?
Yes, we do. You just put it topically over the area and keep it wet. Cover it with some Glad Press and Seal or Saran Wrap to keep it wet. And it literally, it heals those nerve endings, much like it does with the burn. If you've ever had a burn and you put it on there, that horrible pain from a burn, the nerve endings, the clay puts that burn away in seconds. The pain is gone. And it helps ease the pain and dry them up in less time.
Oh, wow.
Now, you have to be careful. You know, if it's around your eye, you want to get it on there quickly, and you don't want to get the clay in your eye. If you do, just rinse it out with some eye wash. It's not going to hurt you. It may, you know, but it's a little gritty, so you don't want to get it in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, I felt some one time, and I thought, that's not a rash. What is it? And it kind of burns, and I thought, I'm trying to get shingles. So I put the clay on immediately, and they never developed, and it was on my waist. So I'm sure it was shingles. I didn't get them diagnosed, but it's the first time I'd had anything like that. I could feel that burning the nerve, you know, endings.
That is good news because there's nothing symptomatically or anything you can do for the pain of shingles that we know about. I mean, literally, nothing works. Pain medicine doesn't work. Nothing works. But to think that you could put this, spread this clay on, let it dry and help dry up the shingles as well as take the inflammation down. Oh, that is incredible. That is
wonderful.
First,
you want to keep it on wet and get and let it, you know, work on the virus and pulling it out. And then later you can put it on and let it dry. Just play with it and find out which way it works best for you. My husband had it one time, and it went all the way around his waist almost, and it was in July. And the doctor told him to go home and unload his guns. He said, you're going to be in a lot of pain. And I didn't know about clay way back then, but it was very extremely painful for him, and it stayed with him until the colder weather got there. It took him about 3 months to get completely over it.
Oh, my word. That
so
pain for 3 months.
Get on it quick. Poison oak, poison ivy. Drinking poison, getting food poisoning, drink the clay. It's just absolutely amazing. And what it does for burns is keep some in your kitchen. If you're cooking during the holidays, you always get those oven burns or spill something burn. I had a lady that spilled boiling water over her hand, stuck it in a bag of clay mask all night long. The next morning, the back of her hand was a little pink. It never blistered. It never scarred. Another lady did the same thing with boiling grease. She was pouring up grease, hot grease, and it spilled all over her hand. And she put her hand in the bag of clay immediately, and she said it just took a matter of minutes for the pain to stop. And she left her hand in the clay all night. The next morning she took it off. The back of her hand was pink. There wasn't a blister there. And she kept, until the pink tenderness was gone, she kept the clay on it. And she said, to this day, you cannot tell which hand I burned.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go to Navia in Arkansas. Navia has a dental testimony. Go ahead, please, Navia. Welcome to the Power Hour today.
Oh,
thank you for calling.
Thank you. Two of my favorite people right here.
Oh, you're so kind.
Hi, darling.
I just wanted to tell you this because this is just so awesome. I broke a tooth last week, and my dental appointment was the day before yesterday when I went in. And he said, well, it wasn't a tooth you broke. You broke a crown. And so while he was taking, and I'm very careful who the dentist I go to. He removes mercury and tries not to use bad things. And,
oh, good.
But they still have to use things like injections for pain, you know, to deaden the spot, and also the glue they use on the crown. Well, anyway, while he's digging the old one out that a former dentist had put in, under the composite, the dentist had put on top of four hidden mercury spots that they had packed composite and then put the crown on top of it.
Ooh.
So I had not only the crown taken off, the composite taken out, he took out the mercury spots. So as soon as I got home, I got on that liquid clay. And even this morning, I'm still feeling the wonderful results of getting the toxins removed out. And I'm just so grateful. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Now, do you take clay on a routine basis or just when you need it?
I take it routinely, but sometimes not as diligently as I should. But I try to take it every day. That would be the best way to take it.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, thank you so much, Navia. I appreciate very much your calling in with the testimony today. Thank you.
Thank you. And I did put an order in for your new book, Carol.
Thank you, darling.
I'm so excited. And you take care, both of you. May you be
thank
safe.
You, dear. We have the best listeners in the world here. I got to tell you, Perrier. They are amazing.
It.
Okay, let's go to Mary in Arkansas. Mary, I don't know where you are, Mary. Welcome to the Power Hour, Mary.
Well, thank you, Joyce. My husband developed cellulitis on his leg. He got a bad scrape. And I used the clay once I realized it wasn't just a bad scrape and it was developing some blisters. I started putting the clay on it. And I did that several nights, but he... I'm trying to think of how long I did do it. Anyway, we got, a little concerned. Everybody kept saying you should go to the doctor. I thought it was getting better, but it was taking an awfully long time. And every night I would put the clay on and I would wrap his leg with the Saran wrap. Well, when we went to the doctor, by this time the cellulitis was gone, but he had these little tiny, blisters like, on the back of his leg and on and up higher than what the cellulitis had been, and the doctor said she thought it was from having it wrapped all night and to stop doing that. How do you know how long to do the clay?
Okay, good question, Perrier. How long does one do the clay?
Some people might be sensitive to that, and if, they sweat underneath the plastic, I like to use the Glad Press and Seal. Of course, on a man with hairy legs, that's going to pull. The Press and Seal is lightly sticky on one side. But you can also apply it and let it dry and wash it off and apply it and let it dry. Find out which way works with keeping it moist or letting it dry. And even during the day, you can just put it on, let it dry good, wash it off, and put fresh on. Few people tend to sweat underneath the Saran wrap, and that can cause a rash, or there may be something in the Saran wrap that's irritating them.
Well, in that case, when
you take it off, put the clay over the blisters and let it dry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's very good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go quickly to Ron in Missouri. Ron in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Ron?
Good morning.
Morning.
I got a pet question. My cat has raw areas where he's just scratched. He does it continually. I suspect it's a food allergy from, commercial food. But I was wondering what you thought I could use the clay, how I could use the clay on that.
Okay. Is he a real long-haired cat?
No. No.
Okay. You may want to kind of clip the areas a little bit and put the clay paste on them and the clay mask uh-huh. on them. And then I would also feed the cat about a teaspoon of the hydrated clay, the mask, in his food. You can stir it in the food or just after a while they like it and just eat it. And some of them go to it first and eat the clay. But if they're, until they get used to it and realize that it's beneficial for them, you may want to just stir it in their food or coat their dry food with it and they'll eat it, and that'll work on the inside and out as well. It can
perfect.
Be usually something on the skin is an imbalance on the inside, and toxins are trying to come out. It gets itchy and sore. But definitely put it directly on the place. And I do have people that wash their cats. Now, I know cats don't like water, and a clay bath might be impossible for you to do without getting scratched up to pieces. But if that's the case, you could also take a little powder and sprinkle on the areas if they're weeping, the clay powder. Just try and see which one works best. Okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jay in Georgia. Jay in Georgia, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on with Perrier.
Thank you, Joyce. I'm just overwhelmed. I talked to Dr. Ingram the other day, and I almost fainted. And now I've got two more people, you and Perrier, and I have a nine-month-old possum that I named after Perrier. I rescued him 9 months ago.
Oh, my goodness. Probably the first possum named after Perrier. That's awesome. Awesome possum.
I have just a testimony. A couple of months ago, I broke up a cat fight to my three-legged cat with heart problems is a scrapper and another cat. And he snagged my arm, bit me to the bone, right between my wrist and my hand. And that the thing gapped open. And I looked and I thought, oh, no, this is going to need stitches. It was so deep. And then I realized if I go to the doctor, they'll quarantine the animal. I can't do that. So I went and I almost passed out. It was so painful. Cleaned it out, packed it with calcium bentonite clay powder. Bandaged it up, and that evening when I took the bandage off, it was horrible. It was blood and pus and just horrible looking. I thought, oh, this is not good. But I repacked it again. The next day I took it off, and it looked like 80% better. Within 3 days, that thing had healed up. I had gone to my vet. My arm was bandaged up, and he took a cat in and told him what had happened. He said, well, they have bacteria in their teeth. They're probably going to need a shot. And I told him what I'd done, and he was skeptical. A week later, I went back. There was not even a scar. The thing was healed up. It was unbelievable. And I held my arm up, and he says, what? What? And I said, don't you remember? I had a cat bite on this arm. Well, he never saw what it looked like. But, it was absolutely what that pulled out of my arm. It smelled terrible. It looked awful.
And it saved you. It literally saved you. I cannot imagine, Perrier, how bad that infection could have gotten. That is so encouraging, isn't it?
Yes. It will pull out the infection. It doesn't put dirt into the wound. I know it sounds crazy, but it literally could pull out the infection. And any kind of deep penetrating wound like that, a bite that's a puncture wound, it gets very easy to get infected. And cats, of course, have bacteria on their claws and their teeth. But it heals from the inside out and will literally close the wound. I've seen cuts to the bone and done the same way she did. And it does literally pull it together. And, of course, using clay even on old scar tissue will dissolve the scar tissue, so it leaves very little scarring.
Wow.
Okay, anything else, Jay? Anything else, Jay?
No, that's all. I just wanted to say that the possum is blind, and that is the most sweetest creature on the face of the earth. He only eats humans' own organic cat food. He will not put his snout in a bowl after 9 months, and I spoon feed him twice a day.
But oh, my goodness.
I think of Terry A.
Well, we had a pet possum my daughter raised when the mother got killed and raised it from a bottle. She fed it baby food, and we called him Jethro, and he would, he's there to make the most wonderful pets. They really
Know that with treating
because he's, you know, considered wildlife and basically just disposable. But he is blind, but he gets around fine. He even gets along with my dogs and my other cats.
Oh, my goodness. What a story. What a story. We need a video of that. That is awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to George in Canada. George in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Questions. Perrier.
Yes.
And calcium bentonite clay, can that remove a cyst off something like a liver inside you?
It actually did with one lady. She was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. She built up that amount gradually. She had 4 cysts on her liver, and she had a tapeworm in her liver. She was in the hospital in Canada. They had 4 cysts on her liver. The smallest was 7.5 inches. The longest was 10 inches. And this tapeworm in her liver. Now, they were giving an antibiotic that would, when they operated to remove the tapeworm, that the eggs wouldn't get in her system and go simic. She started taking the clay while she was in the hospital for 2 weeks. She built up gradually from 2 ounces 3 times a day to she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. When they went back in to x-ray to see where the tapeworm was gone. The cysts were gone. There was one the size, the only thing was left was a little piece the size of her pinky fingernail.
Whoa, that is incredible. That is wonderful. Can it tell you how much?
That clay, and you can also put a poultice over your liver. Look on the diagram on the internet, notice where your liver is. It's kind of on the right side under your rib cage a little bit, but put the clay thickly over that, cover it with some Glad Press and Seal or Saran Wrap, something to keep the wet clay in place, and you can leave it on. I would do a poultice the first time you do it for an hour, and after a couple of days, you can go ahead and leave it on all night. So those two things is what I would do for that, and I think you'll find your cyst just disappears.
Awesome. Thank you very much. George, does that answer your question?
Well, when she said take 8 ounces a day, was that like 8 ounces of water with a bit of clay?
The pre-mixed liquid clay. You mix the clay, one part clay to 8 parts water. So do you have a blender?
Yeah.
Okay, put 4 cups of water in your blender and 1 cup of clay. I'm sorry, 1/2 cup of clay. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into a quart container, 32-ounce container. From that, I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day, then go to 3 ounces 3 times a day, 4 ounces 3 times a day, and gradually build up. Now, she was taking 8 ounces. She also had ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. They were threatening to remove her colon and put her on a bag. And
in four
months' time, her colon completely healed.
Oh, that is incredible.
She had amazing results. She had Graves' disease, which was thyroid disease, that they said, you know, her thyroid would never work again. She was drinking it and putting a poultice there. Her thyroid started functioning, and she cured her anemia all during this time.
Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, do you realize what she's saying here? Thank you very much, George, in Canada. Appreciate the phone call. Jerry in Iowa, let's try to get one more in. Jerry, you're
and
on the air with Perry.
That testimonial is in the book.
Okay, it's in the book, so do get the book, ladies and gentlemen. Please get the clay book. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi. I live in the woods here, and I've been using clay for over 15 years, and I could tell you 2 hours about it, but I'll tell you the latest is I've gotten over the years to treat any insect bite, regardless of how big or small, as a serious deal. And I've had little bites turn into big stuff. And so I woke up with bites on my ankle, and I was pretty sure it was the recluse because we've got a lot of them here.
Uh-huh. Didn't you use the clay?
Oh, I put, yeah, right away. I started on my ankle right away.
And it worked?
Yeah, but then I noticed that I had big pus bags.
Okay. Okay, but we're out of time, unfortunately, but we're out of time. Oh, I wish I could hear the rest of the story. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Thank you, Perrier. You are awesome, lady. Thank you so much.